WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to help you outsmart that scroll and reclaim your precious brain power. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. The art of setting healthy boundaries in this crazy, often toxic world. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 with little to no return? You know that feeling when your energy is drained, your sanity is hanging by a thread, and you're just saying yes out of obligation or fear? Well, honey, buckle up. We're about to flip the script and empower you to build those walls, set those limits, and reclaim your peace. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Boundaries sound restrictive, right? Like, totally uncool. But trust me, healthy boundaries aren't about shutting people out. They're about protecting your well-being and creating space for genuine connections. Think of it like this. Imagine your energy is a precious resource, like a limited edition vintage vinyl record. You wouldn't just let anyone scratch it up, right? Same goes for your emotional energy. Boundaries are the protective sleeve that keeps your vibes pristine. Here are 5 golden nuggets to get you started on your boundary building journey. 1. Know your worth. This is foundational, people. Before you can set any boundaries, you gotta know your value. What do you stand for? What are your non-negotiables? What drains you and what energizes you? Get crystal clear on this stuff because it's the compass that guides your boundary setting. Remember, you deserve respect, kindness, and consideration always. 2. Start small. Don't try to become a boundary-setting superhero overnight. Start with tiny steps. Maybe it's saying no to that extra commitment at work or politely declining an invitation that doesn't vibe with your current energy. Each small no builds your confidence and paves the way for bigger boundaries down the line. 3. Be direct and clear. Big language breeds confusion. When setting a boundary, be direct and crystal clear about what you need. Instead of saying, "I'm kind of busy, try I'd love to catch up another time, but I have a few things on my plate right now." See the difference? Clarity creates respect. 4. Practice saying no. This might feel awkward at first, like you're learning a new language. But trust me, it gets easier. Remember, saying no is not selfish, it's self-care. It's about prioritizing your well-being and honoring your needs. Think of it as a superpower that protects your energy and allows you to focus on what truly matters. 5. Don't overexplain. You don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation for setting boundaries. Keep it simple, direct, and firm. Saying "I need some space right now" is more than enough. Overexplaining can invite pushback or guilt trips, so stick to your guns and trust your gut. Okay, picture this. You're scrolling through social media and you see a friend posting about their weekend adventures, all the fun stuff you missed because you were working on a project. Suddenly, you feel a pang of envy and resentment. They seem to be living their best life while you're stuck in your grind. This is where boundaries come in handy. Instead of getting caught up in the comparison trap, take a moment to reflect. Is it really serving you to dwell on this? Would it be more helpful to focus on what you accomplished this week? Remember, social media often presents a curated highlight reel, not a true reflection of reality. You can choose to engage with content that inspires and motivates you or unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions. It's your space, your time, and your energy. Don't let others dictate how you feel about yourself. So, what are the biggest takeaways from today's episode? Remember, setting boundaries is not selfish, it's self-care. It's about protecting your energy, honoring your needs, and creating space for authentic connections. Start small, be direct and clear, practice saying no, and don't overexplain yourself. You got this. Now go forth and set those boundaries like the badass you are. And remember to share your thoughts, stories, and boundary-setting victories with me on social media. Use the #DopamineHackerBoundaries and let's create a supportive community of awesome humans who are reclaiming their power. Until next time, keep hacking that dopamine and living your best life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.